All right, here we are, girl. Let's talk about some Gable.
What a good Gable.
Yeah, Gable, what? XIX New York?
XIX, 19.
I thought that was like 21.
Nope, 20's next year, Hawaii.
What is the, okay, 20, got a cue.
XX is 20, XIX is 19.
Oh.
Weather was perfect.
It was nice. It was chilly in the mornings.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
But then ended up being like pretty quiche in terms of like sun and fun.
Yeah.
Not rain. Hallelujah.
Thank Jesus.
We represented. We came and we showed out.
Yeah, we did. It was freaking amazing. The first time that Boston had teams in the semis for both A, B, and C divisions.
Like a triple threat domination.
Like,
don't come for us unless we send for you. But we all lost in the semis.
Hey.
It's getting there.
It's getting there.
One small step for Boston. One giant step for I don't know who.
Good things take time.
Facts.
And we can't, like, they didn't make the semis, but the Knockers, like,
they kicked ass.
They, like, especially in comparison to how they did in Boston 2 years ago or 3 years ago, whatever, like, they definitely stepped up their game.
Moving on up.
We'll talk about them a little later.
Okay, so your gay ball history. When was your first gay ball?
Oh my God.
Or
okay.
This is number.
I'm dating myself a little bit, but my first Gable was Gable 10.
So, wait, that was your Gable number 10 was your first Gable?
Gable 10. Ooh. So this was my 10th Gable, and my first was Gable 10 in Phoenix. It was Phoenix 1.
Oh, my word.
And yeah, it was such, and it's interesting.
So you are a proper OMG.
Yes, I technically am an OMG. But honestly, though, there's still a bunch of people in the league that were on that team. And I, like, don't want to take away from you, like, your semifinal status.
Uh-huh.
But we, 10 years ago, made it to the semifinals in Phoenix.
Yesterday and it was like history, tomorrow's.
And it was, like, epic. It was, like, sunset and, like, in mountains. And we were down and we came back and it was phenomenal. But, like, Robert Sauer was on that team. Patrick Mabray was on that team. Mark DeVino, Max Crosby, Crazy Carl. Scott Williams, so
Lord,
Nicholas Reed.
OG Central.
Oh my God. Right?
Goodness gracious.
So yeah, that was my first one. And like I still remember it. I was hurt a little bit for part of it. But aside
from that when the trend started when you started getting hurt?
I know, literally I was going back and like I was like, oh, I really liked San Diego. Oh wait, I had kidney stones. Oh, I really like Philly. Oh wait, I broke my finger. Ugh. Oh, like literally, I've been injured. Like, yeah. But I've been injury free for like the last three.
Yay!
So getting better with time.
Power to the real people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my first Gable was the Philly Gable. So this is my was my sixth Gable. I started with the Longfellows. We had some OGs on there. We had Patrick McCarron, Ernie Bean. You remember?
Oh
her?
My God, Ernie Bean.
Uh-huh. We had the porn star.
Adult film actor,
adult
I think they like
actor.
It. Jesse.
Yes, Jesse
Berman.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Number one on the charts was Cause I'm Happy Cop Along If You Feel Like a Man in a Tree. Happy
I have
overall.
No idea what that is. Oh, Happy
yeah,
Like
bitch.
I hate that song.
Transformers Age of Extinction was
I
the
do. Okay, I
highest grossing movie of the time.
Oh my God, I wish I got those statistics.
I mean, you were my inspiration, girl. What, do you have like a favorite?
A favorite Gable?
Yeah, I think I would say mine was San Diego. Even though I tore my ACL and was out for the count like 10 minutes into the first game, I got to like sit back, watch the games, and literally just drink tequila all weekend. So I was in heaven.
Oh my God. I honestly will probably, Boston was great. I was part of helping it get here and doing one of the committees. We had
I always forget about Boston.
Like, we had the epic drag show
performance. Oh my God! Okay.
You, me, and Swingler on that
Boston.
Stage tearing it up.
She was cute.
Oh, wait, no. Wait, that was 20th anniversary.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, different. But still.
It was still the same year.
Yes, it was,
the same year.
Yep. But it was great. Boston was great. And I first time I was injury free at a Gable, and I played amazing well.
Cute. Okay, so while you're taking a shot of, what is that?
This is bullet bourbon.
While you're fixing that shot, what do you think about the nightlife in New York?
I think that the drinks were about as much as a bottle of this would cost.
Girl, the opening party.
How do they get away with
two
that?
Two drinks was literally, no joke, $56.
That's insane.
$56. $8.
Yeah, I didn't go. Oh, I got there late. So I didn't get like, so the first night I got there late and I just like chill. Oh no, I came and met you guys at like some hamburger place, like really briefly. Mm. Do you not remember?
No. Nope.
I saw you guys out really briefly. Didn't go out this. Oh, team dinner the second night.
Team dinners are always fun.
Team dinner, so much fun. We'll talk about those later.
I feel like the venues there are just like the gay venues, especially, are so small that when they have to go to the larger, quote unquote, hetero venues, we end up getting like charged out of the ass.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's fun. It's New York.
In the city's defense, whatever. Mm-hmm. I guess the original club that they booked, or the place that they booked for the welcoming party.
Oh, there's a backstory.
Yeah, I guess that place, like literally 2 weeks prior, was like, oops, sorry, we like double booked and we can't have you anymore.
Oh, hell no.
So like New York gable peeps had to like
scramble
and do something else. So that sucks. I will say the last night was really fun.
The last night was cute.
We were turned
actually up. I also do love Industry. Remember when we went to Industry?
Oh my God.
Was that the last night?
Yes. Well, we went there. They had an event there and it was too packed. I left immediately, but I did also go there the last night. And I'll be talking about that a little bit.
And that
later.
Country place is always fun with the boys dancing.
Oh my God. That was really fun. Flaming paddles.
Flaming saddles.
Flaming saddles. Yes. That was like a Boston reunion.
Y'all were bumping.
All Boston teams. Boston took it over.
We sure did.
So good.
Okay, quick break, and then we'll go into the fourth and goal for fourth and girl.
Fourth and girl.
For Gable.
For Gable, yeah.
All right, so my rose for Gable is, I mean, our team chemistry. I have like a couple, but our team chemistry.
Right, it's really hard.
It was just out of this world. It was a fun season. Catching up with old friends. We got to hang out with Joelle. I ran into like my one of my high school besties.
Oh shit, okay.
Yeah, I ran into my ex. Okay, my proper rose is hanging out with Joelle. I got to read, he's apparently friends with Venus fucking Williams.
No!
Venus Williams.
No!
So I got to read like some of their texts and I almost died.
No way!
I know.
Wait. He like texted Venus
Williams. Text Venus Williams.
You must have been.
Was shaking.
Oh my God. Definitely. Wait, how were they friends?
They met, I think he said they met at like a.
The gym.
A tournament or something. I don't remember where he said they met, an event, but they are friends. And I'm like, we need to go watch her.
Oh my God.
Immediately.
If you meet
Venus, I've been daydreaming about us having like lunch and just chilling.
That's insane. Oh my right? God, that would be amazing.
Definitely. That's like the rose of my
That career. Is your rose. My turn?
Yeah, girl.
God, same thing. Like, played a new position at the tournament level, which I never did, which is like amazing because I did pretty good. And I got really knowledgeable of people from Toronto, Hawaii, DC, also quite the rose. but I would honestly say my number one rose was like, I love my team, like got to like get to know a lot of people that I've known about, but like didn't really get to know. And that was like really, really special. But like walking away from this tournament with like some, having like a new friend, like Max Rittner.
Aww.
Yeah. We like text every day now. Aww. And he's like, yeah, I love people. Like
that's
I
so
love
cute.
And I feel like every
you love
year
people except the people you don't love. But okay.
Oh yeah. I feel like every year there's always like one or two
that
people
so
that
cute.
like I gravitate towards and like pique my interest and I like just want to get to know people.
David Lopes, this is David Weave Lopes, this new leaf of yours.
Yeah. So yeah, walking away with like a new friend and like a new confidant and like single buddy, because all my fucking other friends have boyfriends except for you.
No. Don't do it. You heard that, right? I'm taking applications.
Hashtag rude. I know. Me too.
Taking applications.
Well, I guess, I mean.
Okay, so quick break and then our thanks.
Yeah. I mean, I was there was definitely some Toronto and some Hawaii sprinkled.
Oh, I didn't even get to see the Hawaii's.
Yeah, I mean, like.
That's not true. I was talking with somebody on G-Harmony in Hawaii.
Wait a minute.
I couldn't tell you what
his name was. Was he small?
He was.
Oh, God. Wait, I swear to Jesus.
He was small.
Oh my god,
I would like small, him. Like short.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was he into Coco?
Apparently.
He was cute though.
He was. He had body.
He had body, yada yada. Uh-huh. I can't wait for Hawaii.
Okay, so like literally can't wait. Spooky Bear.
It's gonna be so much fun.
It's gonna be tons of fun. Are you doing like Friday and Saturday?
Okay, so before we like continue, you cannot spoil my costume.
Okay.
Because I did like sashay in here.
And scared the hell out of me. But looks cute.
I don't know how I scared you.
Just because I wasn't expecting it. Okay. I was like, what? Oh, hey, girl.
Well, that's part of the group costume that was...
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. But I'm going to bring a Friday costume, but I still... Like, I didn't do Spooky Bear last year, uh-huh. So I don't know if, like, people dress up on Friday.
I think maybe I'll find something. I guess now I got to find
do
something.
You, so you have the Saturday costume.
I don't know. I don't even remember.
Oh, my God. We still have to get your Saturday costume.
Oh, shoot.
Yes.
Yes, okay. I'm going to need your Amazon Prime account.
We're going to get on that.
Fourth and girl.
Fourth and girl. So we reached out to a couple of like the individuals on each team and kind of got their, mm-hmm. We want to hear what they had to say about their experiences. So it's a little bit of improv, a little bit of me reading. So let's get to it. We'll start with the Knockers.
The Knockers. Who doesn't love the Knockers?
I actually do love Knockers.
Same.
Motorboating is one of my
favorites. All day.
So their captain was Erica Robichaud, who in our league.
Hey, girl. Hey.
In tournament play, they ended up being 2-1 with a 7th overall finish. And the team itself was kind of put together last minute from our flag football ladies and players from the women's BWFFL. What does BWFFL stand for?
I think it's Boston's Women's Flag League.
Okay, cool.
Or Flag Football League.
Don't they tackle her now?
I think there's another tackle league. So this one, different. Like the rules just aren't like exactly the same. I don't know the rules. Ask Kim, she'll know.
Well, regardless, they ended up playing with 9 people on Friday. Both sides of the ball were a pretty good mix of players, and they were honestly superstars from both our league and the BWFFL.
She's a tongue twister.
Right? I mean, Ashley Conant, I guess, was on fire, of course. She's on the Fuchsia team right now in our league, and I guess she was ridiculous on both sides.
Did
of the
you
ball.
Know that they were twins?
They're twins?
Exactly.
I knew they were brother and
yeah,
sister.
Yeah, I had no idea they were twins.
They were twins. Okay, they must... Oh, obviously, they can't be identical. Right. So they're the other one. Fraternal.
The other one. Fraternal.
Oh, that's interesting. Didn't know. Christine Sampson from the BWFFL. She led the team as the QB, and I guess people were like, she was so great, people were calling her Lady Brady.
Lady Brady!
Lady Brady! That's such a cute nickname.
I love that.
I wish... Do we have a Lady Brady? Or just
can I be Lady Brady?
There were a couple of receivers from the BWFFL that really contributed. Like, oh, this is a name. Rocio Fuentes? and Kendra Miller. They called her Kendra Lady Gronk.
Kendra Lady Gronk.
Becky Elise from our league, I guess, turns it up. She's on yellow. And Katie Andurka from the Unicorn team played both sides of the ball. And you know who's clutch?
Who?
Issa.
Oh, Issa.
Issa, who is now on teal, because I guess we took some Knockers.
We took actually a lot of Knockers.
Some Knockers are now in our league. Can I get a Knocker on my team? And Erica Robichaud obviously led the defense to shut out a couple teams. There was great team chemistry. The two teams that did beat our Knockers basically shut out every other team they played. So the fact that we put up points against those teams, yep, speaks volumes. And we had like a little interview with Beth Kalita. Her highlight is in their first bracket game when they played South Florida. I guess it was really close. It was back and forth. But then a bunch of like the men from Boston came over to cheer them on as like the Knockers were driving it down the field. Or the Knockers were up and the South Florida was driving it down the field. And the men were like, defense, yes. defense. And
yeah, I just got chilled.
The Knockers ended up winning. And I guess the ref was like, that should have been a championship game because of that environment. So that is Beth Kalita's favorite memory of the weekend.
Love. Okay, so we'll start off with the Brawlers.
Brawlers.
In the C division, mm-hmm. Captained by Brad Puglio and OG Robert Sauer. They ended up going 3-2 and placing in 6th.
Yep.
It sucks because they ended up playing both of the Providence teams. the Scallywags twice.
That was so weird.
And like, then the Toronto team. So like, they spent most of their time in New York playing
local teams local that they teams. Could do every, any weekend.
Which sucks.
The NGFL should like work that out.
Figure out how to make that
I'm going to write a letter.
They ended up beating out both of the Providence teams and Toronto.
Yep.
They had two really, really close games against the Scallies.
Oh my God. I was like popcorn watching those games. Those were good.
It was mouthwatering.
Those were good.
Yeah, they were good games. Our commish, Ken Westerman, he was a beast on the line all tournament long. Dean Sullivan, she was a standout safety. Greg Packey, he was a star on both sides of the ball.
Okay.
Overall, they didn't make the plays that they needed to when it mattered, which is what ended up hurting them.
That's what happens.
But they did want to give a shout out to Deanie and Packey for being on fire all weekend long.
Good job.
Okay, so then I reached out to Jeremy Honig.
That's my teammate.
She's a little nugget, that one. She's a wild banshee. She said it sucked, like we were saying earlier, that the only teams they played were New England teams outside of Toronto. But he also said their team dinner was another highlight of his, where someone was loudly yelling how tight their asshole was. Meanwhile, David Michael, got up a few times from the booth and coming back, punched and kicked simultaneously a teammate's friend in the head and on the leg. By accident.
Hashtag rude. David Michael, you stop that.
Shit happens.
Okay, sticking with the C division and the Scallywags.
Scallywags.
Captained by Mike Steph, our good friend Mike Steph, and good friend Carl Ames. They were 5-1 overall. They were 3-0 in pod play, and they got the third seed going into the pod play or out of pod play in tournament play. Right. Third seed, and they placed third overall, which is. Freaking that's fantastic. And they ended up losing to the eventual champ.
Because I want to say that they were also like not a last minute team, but like they were calling themselves the
leftovers.
The leftovers. Yes.
Like you ain't leftovers. Hello. Like you guys are the real deal. And I guess they lost to a team that used to be in B and then dropped to C.
Oh, yes.
So it's a little bit of a mismatch, but like. Scallywags.
And they did it like 2 weeks before the tournament or something like that.
Hashtag rude.
And that was not happy.
Scallywags should be very, very proud of what they did. Defense definitely showed up all tournament long. They shut out two teams, including Phoenix, in the first round of bracket play. Then they knocked out the Brawlers in the quarters with 17 seconds left. And offense put up more than 200 points throughout the weekend. That's like insane.
I'm surprised that Ryan Black's arm held up for 200 damn points, child. Good job, Ryan Black.
He's OG. He got it.
I see you.
And, Vet Raheem. A little Raheem blurb. Vet Raheem.
Raheem blurb.
His first highlight would be winning the playoff game against the Brawlers. I guess he caught an interception, and the whole team ran out and, like, gave him a hug, and he was, like, on cloud nine.
He showed me the video of it. It's really
cute. Oh, you'll have so to show cute. Me. He said that taking the field with his team was priceless. Everyone was having a wonderful time and trusted in him as their defensive leader. That's his highlight.
Aww.
Also hanging with you, Franny, was everything. Oh, I guess. I guess you and Franny. And maybe, I saw there was also a picture with, like, Joelle.
It wasn't me. Who said that?
I don't know. But I don't know where I was. I clearly was busy, but hanging out with the other melanin folk, not me.
No.
Was the highlight Raheem. Not mad. Not mad.
But to divert, Bulldogs in B.
Okay, Bulldogs.
So they were captained by Jamie Morley and Tony
Night
Arbolino.
Train.
Night Train. They ended up going 5-1, ended in fourth. They wanted to lead the conversation off with saying that Ricky Conti was apparently beast mode cowboy.
Okay, he's cute.
I call him Frenchie. He gives me like
right French
he
vibes.
Looks like he is straight for. Oh my word! Jack apparently stepped up after Vet Bulldog Petruzzi tore his ACL.
Oh my God! Yeah, that's
some
so
serious
bad.
Injuries. Night Train, she beat up on all the Russians. Girl, I
yes.
see her just being like, "Nope, shoe fly, shoe fly.
You gotta go."
They had an epic comeback against South Florida in the quarters. They were down two scores with 7 minutes left. They scored at the 2 minute warning. Switched to man to get a pick, which Conti ended up getting.
Yes!
They scored again with 18 seconds left to tie.
That South Florida team, I hate them.
Really?
Well, because they beat us. Like, they beat us. So, Bulldogs, thank you very much for that.
Okay. So then they ended up getting the extra point to take the lead by 1 point to win the semis.
Oh, my God.
The thing that sucks about it is that all of our games were, like, at the same time, so we couldn't really watch. I would have loved to have watched that.
Right.
But apparently they want to give a shout-out to Craig Haas, who came to ball, girl.
Good. Yes.
He was an awesome leader for the offense, and apparently she was on point.
Our former QB.
She still got it.
Yes, he does.
Artelino and
Tony.
No, wait, Tony. And Jamie, they did a great job leading the teams. Morley was apparently the best soccer mom ever. And
Daddy Artelino
was great at balancing the team while keeping talent in all the right places.
Good job.
We reached out to Ben Flaggett. She said a memorable moment of hers was the Bulldogs continuing to build a strong relationship with New York's finest. They even invited them over to the social at their social Saturday for Gable.
Like the police?
No, girl, the team, the New York's finest.
Oh, oh.
Like the police.
There was a team called New York's finest?
I believe there is a New York's finest. Okay, literally. That's a cute team, though, right? Team name, at least.
Yes.
So then when they were taking their group photo, the
New York's finest.
The Bulldogs were all like, okay, 1, 2, 3, shelf. You know how they Ben Flagg does that, like, shelf thing?
Yep.
Okay. Well, apparently that was one of his highlights, and the whole New York team was like, what is going on? And then when they realized everyone was just like shelving,
doing a shelf,
they started dying laughing.
Okay, so we're sticking with the B bracket. We're going to talk about my team, the Longfellows. Oh. Love my Longfellows, led by David Hamilton and Mike Beamer. We went 2-3. It wasn't the greatest tournament.
Okay.
It was a very new team, like lots of new parts have to mixed together to make stuff happen. But we had a tough pod. We played the 1 seed and the 6 seed, and then we had to play the 5th seed in single elimination. Unsung hero, do you know Justin Pacheco?
Yeah, he's been part of the Longfellows for a minute now.
This was the first time I ever actually like got to meet him.
He's a great player.
He's
a good guy too.
He's so quiet.
He's so quiet.
He's so quiet. But like does his job and like
silent but deadly.
Gets an A at his job.
Like a fart.
He's so good. He had like bombs, like darts down the field. He was like snatch, snatch, snatch. So Justin Pacheco was the unsung hero of the Longfellows. The team fought back after an awful opening first half of games. But no matter what, we were always positive.
Good.
I would say, or actually our captains would say, that the MVP of the Longfellows was Billy Parker, who, again, like someone I never really interacted with and like got to like know for the first time. Like, personality larger than life, so sweet, so nice, so kind.
I saw him for the first time in a minute, and I think it was in one of the lobbies somewhere, and I was like, look at, he has lost, he has trimmed down.
Has he?
He is looking scrumptious. Scrumptious.
And he was playing like a beast. Okay. He was clutch on more than a few third and fourth downs. Mm. And everyone was very happy. Like there was like a one Boston vibe, and like we loved, Longfellows loved that Boston came together and we all supported everyone. And I love the fact that even in our consolation game, like, because it's like, who cares about consolation?
Right.
That like so many of the Boston peeps.
I was there.
Yeah, you were there.
We were tearing up that sideline.
There were so many people. So it was really nice to see people at our consolation game cheering us on. And got in touch with Ryan Gibson. He wanted to give a little blurb. It was his first Gable, first time he was there. He loved seeing the extended Gabe Flag football family, seeing old friends from other leagues, like made this really special for him. His highlight was team dinner. It was kind of nuts. It was his favorite part. The Kiki was real. Like great conversation.
Where'd y'all go?
I forget. It was like downstairs. We basically had a room to ourselves.
Oh, and cute.
I broke out impressions.
The game
impression.
Oh my God.
And literally, Ryan Gibson even said he thinks he heard John Provino speak for the first time. And his question, I think, was like, who at the table passes most as a woman?
And it was John
Provino. It wasn't John Provino. Oh. It was Patrick Smith. but like, literally, and like, we got free shots. It was an epic team dinner. He wants to do another gay bowl, so he's crossing his fingers and hopefully we go to Hawaii.
Come on, Hawaii. Okay.
Last but certainly not least.
Oh, my girls.
I love Gamecocks. You guys. Miss you, bitches.
Yes. We had a great, great, great tournament.
Yes, you did.
We ended, our record was 3-2. We finished in third.
Brava.
It was just overall just a really, really good season led by Richard Moore and new captain Jeremy Moss. It was the first time he ever threw in tournament. A. I believe, unless he threw, no, an A, because I don't think he threw an A in Chicago. So he turned up and showed out. It was pretty much an entirely new team, excluding Tim Dump the Ball Walsh, who was like veteran to veteran.
I know, he's coming up on my, yeah, my numbers. Been there
since like the Inception girl, since the Stone Age.
Okay, I don't know about all that.
And then we had like a few once last 2 year returning players. So many queens, so little drama, which is always nice.
Yes.
Overall, an outstanding team effort. We were given incentives for INTs, which were like whipped cream, which I got, and peanut butter, which Tim Walsh got.
Like where?
I mean, that's for later. That's for the after show.
Okay.
But don't call it a comeback,
wig
girl.
Wig and weave after dark.
Wig and weave after dark. Don't call it a comeback, though, because Tim dumped the ball.
I saw it.
She was on fire.
I saw him pick the ball off like three times.
He had like 5 interceptions all weekend, 3 in one game. 2 of which he stole from me. Hashtag rude. Again, Moss was just, he was brilliant at QB.
He's really good.
A great leader, always kept his cool. Everyone, returning or new, contributed and had an epic moment of their own, which was nice. Tom Hart had a one-handed catch.
Hashtag husband.
Farlow came through with like the catch of the weekend, girl. Flew from one end zone to the other in the air. Catching the ball, coming down.
I missed that.
It was
God
so
damn.
Beautiful. Interacting with Moore, it was like we were on the sidelines watching.
Richard Moore is an amazing man.
It was literally like we were part of the. He was so hype and so into it. Loved. An epic, epic, epic semis against.
Oh my God.
LA's A-team.
That.
Can't even be mad about the way things turned out. We ended up losing by 1 point, but it was like a very hard fought game.
Like. Oh my god! Yeah.
It was a good game.
That was such an amazing game. I was doing your chains. I was hooting and hollering. And,
Josh Ellis.
He said
that the train ride up there with the gaggle gaze, where they almost got kicked off for being too loud, was one of his highlights.
Why am I not surprised?
Also, O'Brien's dad rocking one of his furs.
Girl, is that who that was?
He put on the boots with the fur and was straight up sashaying left and right.
I love it.
Then we reached out to Shane Mylon. He said it was probably one of his favorite Gay Bowl tournaments he's ever played. All the teams showed out, and he thinks Boston really put themselves on the map as a force to be reckoned with in all divisions, women's, A, B, and C.
Yes.
He's also really proud of how well Boston supported each other throughout the weekend. And
yes, true.
Still says we're the cutest city in the tournament, which I agree. We got some good-looking people on our squad.
I would have sex with half of us.
Okay. You heard it here first, but you probably already knew about it. he also said crushing New York Warriors twice on their home turf.
Oh, can I say cunts?
Oh, my. Felt royal. You did. Twice. Felt really good. Michael Bryant's 70-yard TD.
He is so good.
I mean, Big Red,
I want to play with him sometime.
And then James German stealing the golf cart to drive around Josh Koenig after his injury was another one.
Oh, Josh Koenig, you still have my ace bandage.
Oh.
Gonna need it back because I'll probably get hurt at some point.
Okay, so cute little recap of what happened at Gable.
Great job, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High five. Good for us. Quick little break, and then we'll come back with the
Who's it?
Okay, let's just talk about some of these gay men.
They're men.
Delicious.
Ooh.
I mean,
did you have a favorite team? Aside from Boston, of course, because
no, but at all, I always, anytime I talk about gay bull men, I always go back to San Diego. Remember when I was in love with that man with the, he was tatted up and he had one arm?
Yes.
Ugh.
He had tats on one arm. He didn't have.
No, he had one arm. He had like an arm and a nub.
Oh! Oh my God! Oh my God!
And he was hot as fuck.
Right. Oh my God! He was.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh my God! Sorry, I said that we were asking clarifying questions.
There are tasty things.
Yeah.
You spend a lot of time playing, but a lot of time distracted.
Yes, very much so.
Okay, here we are with a
Who said that? Okay. Gable edition.
Yeah, Gable edition. All right. So I was chatting with one of our Boston players about getting ready to hit the streets and was given a lesson about douching, okay? Said professional doucher said,
okay,
we've got 2 hours left, so you got a pre-douche, then before we get ready to go out, a final douche, right? So I follow the instructions because you never know which way the night's going
to
go.
Wait, so you listen to him?
Yeah, girl.
Wait, you are you not a pro-doucher?
No, I'm a pre-doucher. Okay. Two douches prior to going out.
That's what you do.
That's what I was informed to do.
Yes. I don't understand. But okay, so but continue.
A douche to get most of the stuff out, and then a douche to make sure all of it's out.
When do these happen?
It was 2 hours prior.
Oh, and then 2 hours. So 2 hours later, you do it again?
And then do it again.
Okay, that's just crazy.
Well, you take lessons from a pro when a pro gives gives instructions.
Not going to name names, but some of my roommates were talking about, like, doing handstands on a wall.
Oh, my God. I know who said that.
Continue. Sorry to interrupt.
I definitely know who said that.
That shit's crazy.
So I then called said person to find out if he was ready to hit the streets. And his response was, if the water's clear, let's kick it in gear, girl.
Oh, my God. Did it come out?
Yeah. Okay. Her water was clear. So we got it. We got it crack-a-lackin'.
Oh, my goodness. My who said that is a little less fun. So that last night, I was blacked out because I like didn't drink the first couple of nights because I was like game ready, game focused. Like, so the last night I was like ready to go nuts. So drinking in the room, drinking at the bar. I went to the closing party, got drink, and then went to industry. I was all out of sorts. And despite my being blackout, my ears like went on like Spider-Man high alert as I hear like a heated conversation between two of
those ears be catching these conversations.
Right. And one was calling the other a fake, a phony. I can't stand you. Get out my face. Oh my. And like literally like blackout Lopes had to like get into gear, and I literally ran over and I grabbed one individual and I was like, we need to go, and had to like usher him out of the vicinity. And for the record, I didn't take sides. I'm not taking sides because I see where both
people are.
I see where both people are coming from.
Yikes.
I just knew that like if I had to put hands on a person, like of the two people, I know that I could put hands on that one and nothing's going to come of it.
Ooh,
so hot. But like when people are drinking and catching feelings about how people are doing at Gable, like the claws came out. Someone was called a fake and a phony and I can't stand you and get out my face.
Ooh, child. That makes me want to talk about our thorns.
Who
girl.
Said that?
Who said that?
I'll tell you after.
Okay, so my Gable thorn is I didn't go out as much as I should have / could have because of that same reason. Like, I was really in, like, game mode. I wasn't
you guys are doing well great, like,
one night after, like, the games. I only went out, like, the opening party and then the closing party. I did not do anything in betwixt, which is, like,
well, you probably saved $250.
Facts. I would say that's my thorn because, I mean, you're in New York.
Yeah.
You want to turn it up, but we need to make another trip.
Let's go.
Yes.
My thorn, a little different. So, like, I'm like a crier. I cry a lot. Like, I get emotional. And I cried once the entire weekend. And honestly, it was literally watching you guys in that semifinal game. Oh. And, like, they're witnesses. I literally was, like, bawling my eyes out. Like, you guys
You and DT and Franny.
Like, you guys came so close.
It was so
close. I wanted it, like... There are people on that team that, like, are family to me. Yeah. Like, I have brothers. I have family on that. You're one of them.
Oh!
I have family on that team.
But okay.
And, like, I wanted it for you guys so bad. And, like, because I just know how happy it would have made you. And for you to come so close and not get it, like, it crushed my heart. Oh. Like, you, Shane... Fucking Max, like there were so Corey, there were so many of you on that team that like I just wanted you to have it. And for you not to get it, like, crushed my heart.
Oh, that's so thoughtful.
I know.
New Leap City.
So you better get it next year. I'm
bringing it, baby. Bringing it. All right. So let's just give a quick thanks to all the family and friends that came out and supported.
There was a lot.
A lot of family and friends.
It was awesome.
A lot of mom and dad, sisters and brothers that made long journeys.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Makai.
Oh.
His parents. Oh, my God.
They were amazing and so into it.
Like, wicked.
Mike O'Brien's dad. Like, Craig Haas's fam came out.
Yeah. Justin Pacheco's family was there. Like, people were there.
It's so nice to see the love.
Support is amazing. Yeah. It feels so good when, like, people you love and care about are there on the sidelines, like, just rooting for
you. Totally agree. Maybe I'll bring my mama to Hawaii next year. No, because I really want to turn up in Hawaii.
She would not want to see what you do. I want to give thanks to Clint Mylan for...
Oh, yes. Yeah,
like... Our uniforms were fucking
on point.
On point. I looked amazing. I took selfies. I took photos. I took videos.
I want the shorts to be a little bit shorter and a little bit tighter next year. Coochie cutter rugby shorts. But for the most part, yes, they were quiche, girl.
Clint, thank you for everything that you do. The uniforms were fantastic. And you do so much other stuff in terms of merchandising that, like, props to you, boy.
Appreciate you. And I guess the last thing we'll talk about is Gable, that's coming up. What is that going to be? Gable XX,
which is Gable 20, which will be...
Oh, it's just double X, not triple X. Triple X will be
so fine. Roman numeral X is a 10. Okay. So if you have two X's,
Gable,
that's 10 and 10, which is 20.
Gable 20 Gable in 20. Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
Honolulu.
Columbus Day weekend, and that Saturday afterwards is like their pride parade and stuff.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
so I'm taking a week off.
Put in your vacations now.
Yes.
It's finna be lit.
Lit AF.
Yes.
Lit AF.
Yes.
And so that there's other tournaments. There's the Sunshine Cup in Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
There is the Sin City Shootout in Las Vegas,
which is a fun tournament. Even if you don't play football, there's like
there's bowling, there's wrestling, there's darts, basketball. I know, like, there's a basketball team going.
Swimming, wrestling.
There's wrestling. so, like, yeah, talk to football leadership. They can definitely guide you in the right direction if you wanted to play football, if you wanted to play any of the other sports in Sin City, because that's in January over MLK weekend.
There's Chicago Pride Bowl.
Oh, Chicago Pride Bowl, which is in June.
During Chicago Pride, which is always a good time.
Oh, Chicago Pride. I was so sad to miss it this year. It overlapped with P-Town 4th, though, which is weird. But hopefully not next year. But yeah.
And I think that's all we got for this episode.
That's all we got, y'all.
So till next time, stay snatched
with wig
and weave.